Today's Christmastide song is a lullaby. We knew about this very short, anonymous Latin lullaby text because the English poet and theologian S.T. Coleridge came across it in an engraving he just happened to see in, as he put it, a Catholic village in Germany. We now know that the print he saw showed the sleeping infant Jesus. It came from a collection of Christmas engravings by the Dutch artist Hieronymus Wierics, who died in 1619. Incidentally, Coleridge is perhaps best known for his poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, a work which some see as launching Romanticism in England. But back to our lullaby. Christmastide seems to be a good time for lullabies. The Christ child has now been born. Of all the many paintings and engravings I have seen showing the Holy Family during Christmastide, I can only recall seeing the infant Jesus being fed, sitting on Mary's lap, often erect like an adult, or sleeping. As another song says, "No crying he makes." Lullabies also seem appropriate for the cold of winter, especially with its long, dark nights. Many songwriters, particularly early ones, have speculated what thoughts might have gone through Mary's mind as she watched her firstborn sleep, or as she sang him to sleep. Many of those older carols imagine Mary having dark premonitions. Today's lullaby only hints at this possible dark cloud in verse 2. If you are not sleeping, your mother cries among the praises she sings, she prays. Oblique, perhaps? But John Rutter clearly noticed this hint of a dark cloud, and so he ended this simple lullaby with dissonant chords, which are just enough to remind us that this sleeping infant has a future which will not always permit gentle sleeping.